Yeah, let's do it.
My handle is the Whitey Cracker, the progenitor of all the nerve rap that you hear in the day. There was a time in my life when the ladies didn't dig me, I didn't get laid, and I didn't have a big screen. Now they line up to see me, asking for a freebie. Cool down, be less needy, we're a little greedy. Back in the day when no one cared, sitting in our basements, face it, hacking on computers, disassembling stuff, paid off in the end, now who got it rough? The beauty of the pod, and the world of the switch, make a new generation of us geeksters rich. We own those that made fun of us, try to make a run at us, beat us up in class, said, yeah, there's a ton of us. Who's laughing now? Cause most of us, your bosses, the rest of you are flipping burgers, smelling secret sauces. Yeah. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we're keeping it nerdy nice. This is the life of a mega nerd, baby. We doing things and we making it happen, right? From the trash 80 to a black Mercedes, no one can stop us now, cause we keeping it nerdy nice. I hated gym, cause I never was athletic. I played a couple sports just to keep it copacetic, but I found more in computers than I ever could in hooping. Every time I wrote a go-to bitch, I had that baby looping. Basically, basic was the first language I spoke, and I was telling Apple deuces just where they could peek and poke. I had a 5 1/4 floppy. Label, please don't drop me. Used to load 1,000,000 copies, and no one could ever stop me. Lived in the computer lab, no one could separate us, and I never did my homework. It's no wonder.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio on the 4th of May 2006. You're listening to us live, slightly delayed by half an hour due to various technical and non-technical issues. Good news, the website is back up and running.
Yay!
Now we've all got something to do at work.
It's about flipping time.
Yeah. God. For the first time ever, we don't actually have any LucasAid news submissions.
Well, be fair, the site did only come up again 10 minutes ago.
Never! He must do... he must predict this.
No, I want him sitting there hitting F5 constantly.
For the rest of his life. No, I'm kidding. I just mean it's been the first time that the site's up, but we don't have one, even though it's only been up for the past, I don't know, 15 minutes.
So tops, it's probably, yeah.
He hasn't probably, like, gone to bother to check, but the worst thing is that tomorrow he probably will find out that it's up and then post some news that we can't actually use.
about 5 days worth.
Because we'll be at the meeting, which is going to be a bit of a suckage. But never mind.
Ah, well. We really should get some kind of live recording kit for the meetings.
Right. As in live broadcast, or...
Nah, not live broadcast, but at least live record. Because, you know, live broadcast, fuck that, that's just going to be complicated, and you're going to have to get on someone's wireless network, and it's going to be a shitload of hassle and probably jail time. So, no, let's not do that. But, sorry?
I said spoil sport.
Spoil sport, damn you! Yeah, I do think the 2600 meetings are an untapped resource for a bit of a giggle for the people who don't get to go. I don't get to go that often, but when I do, and I'll be there tomorrow down in London, I do love it.
Well, we have tried it in the past. As you know, we've tried to record live at meetings, And sadly, though, that tends to go a bit tits up because nobody's really prepared to talk. Secondly, the noise of everything around you, the banging of
chicks
and the you know, the drinking, the shouting, everything, and you it just gets like you can hear everything and it doesn't sound well, and that's the reason why I've stopped doing that, because there ain't no chance of doing a quality recording.
Since when has that ever stopped us?
I mean, like, fucking, you can't hear shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point, actually. Yeah, shit. Good point, well made.
Yeah. So, I've been doing a bit of assembler coding today.
So I hear.
It's been really quite fun. I thought, fucking moth. fuck off, cunt. It's like trying to attack me. What the fuck are you doing? Bastard, get off.
It is trying to love you.
As this morning I woke up, I went over to pick something up and then dropped a whole tub of paintballs. And they went all over the fucking floor. Obviously, they didn't pop or burst or anything. It was just good. But, yeah, I've got all these fucking little tiny blue balls all over my floor. So,
sorry,
I'm glad you find that amusing. You can pick them up tomorrow.
Tiny blue balls.
Yeah, tiny little blue balls, like blue paintball balls.
So tiny blue balls.
You're going to enjoy picking them up now, aren't you?
Or stamping them into the carpet, you know, either.
don't have carpet.
Just that blue balls is something you get when you don't have any sex. You know?
Well, they
that's
they
what
have
they
been,
call it.
They have been cooped up in that tub for quite a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you say tiny blue balls to me and I'm happy.
Okay.
That's basically what I'm laughing about. It's just me being childish, I'm sorry.
You childish person.
Yes. Immature.
Totally.
Still make me laugh. I'm sorry.
Weirdo.
Go on.
Weirdo.
I know. Can't wait to see your tiny blue balls tomorrow.
Right.
Right, yes. back to professionalism.
I've commandeered a camera.
So we can film your tiny blue balls.
I'm just not going to talk anymore.
you have commandeered a camera.
I have commandeered a camera. It's a it's a Sony DVD rewriter thingy camera.
Video camera, then?
Yes, video camera.
Oh, nice.
It's a Sony Handycam DVD camcorder. It writes straight onto DVDs.
Is that the miniature DVDs?
Yeah, yeah, the teeny weeny CD thingy DVDs.
Cool.
I don't know, how is that? Have you ever had any experience with that, trying to get it onto something that's downloadable?
Not directly, but
do you just stick them in your computer and just fucking play it?
Stick it in, baby. Yeah, I think anything that records digitally, you'll be fine with. A bit of experience with mini DV tapes. Hook it up via FireWire to your computer, and you're laughing. So the miniature DVD thing, that should be fine, man. Should be a piece of piss.
Excellent. So we've got two of those, which last for half an hour. And
we should get some more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well...
You'll have to let me know what the format is. I'll try and get a couple as well,
I'll
just
tell you
in case.
Exactly now.
Okay.
The ones I found that it takes is the Sony DVD plus minus rewriter for video camera, and it's compatible for 1 to 2 times, and it's the dark blue discs.
Okie dokie. And that is the smaller DVDs.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the full size ones.
1.4 gigabyte.
They do them. Right, gotcha.
And it's
that sounds cool.
1 times to 2 times.
That's one time. 2 time. Do you want a pie?
That's the only one that works.
Okay.
Yeah, camera.
Well, it's good. I'll try and grab a couple of those as well tomorrow.
Cool.
During your date, if I can. And then we've got them if we need them.
Excellent.
Because we're going to be kicking it at the 2600 meet in London.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit mad. It's tomorrow night all of a sudden. Oh, fuck. And then, obviously, we've got the Brum trip Saturday.
Yeah.
Head up there, do some stuff, have a few drinks, spend the night in Birmingham. Who could refuse? And then drive back Sunday. So there's quite a lot of geekiness.
Indeed. I've just
I don't think we'll fit it in 1 or 2 hours.
No.
Footage, I've, so, yes.
I definitely need some more, then. I've brought, like, loads of, like, tools, CDs and stuff like that. I've just been compiling all this stuff today. Been playing around with Sussy 10 Live CD. It's fucking nice. And, what else? I think everything should be set. I texted Rat to remind him to bring the inverter for the minibus.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else, I think we can just, like, nick from my house. Like, I'm sure I can get a block available for the power source and all this kind of stuff. It should be all right.
Cool, man.
And you finally get to see the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. What else?
I imagine the floor is paved with gold.
No.
And tiny blue balls.
tiny blue balls.
So that's tomorrow, that's Friday, that's Saturday, that is probably most of Sunday as well.
Mm.
That's a busy weekend we've got ahead of us.
It is going to be busy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking all these things that I have to do before it, and I mustn't forget, etc., etc.
Put the cat out.
Yeah.
Cancel the milk. Stuff like that.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I'm totally unprepared for it.
Good.
100% unprepared.
So, how much have you been preparing?
0%. I'm going to have to bunk off at work tomorrow and say I'm going to go and investigate Cat 5 cables somewhere else or something like that, and actually go to the shops and buy a travelling bag and some t-shirts or something, because I've got fuck all ready for me.
Cool.
And some socks. I've got no clean socks.
Do you know where we can pick up those DVDs?
What, the Taiwanese Chicks with Dicks?
No, the DVDs.
On
the camera.
What DVDs? Oh, Comet. Somewhere like that. I've seen them in there. They've got a good section. Or, you know, Maplin's.
Right.
And they got a good stock.
Do you want me to do that, or do you want to do that?
No, I'll grab a few.
Because
you've already got some, and you provide the camera and stuff, so I'll sort you out, man.
Cool.
As long as I remember, so send me a Gmail tomorrow.
Gmail, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'll give me a kick up the arse, and I'll go do it in the afternoon.
I'll send you 50.
Ah, come on, man. 49 should do it. 50 is just over the top.
Okay.
If it was 48, I'd forget.
So, yeah, we're all going to be heading down here Friday night. Hopefully we won't. I'm trying not to make sure that people don't stay in the pub too late who's coming back. Just don't want to be too pissed. I don't want to be, you know, like, that night and just be, like, completely razzed, because I'm going to wake up and go, oh, fuck off. I'm not going to Birmingham.
It's all 3 in the afternoon. Fuck it.
You can all fuck right off. Yeah, so we won't stay there too long, I hope.
Cool.
People will understand that. And then whoever's sleeping over at mine can just, you know, jump on the bus and get back to mine. Safa's going to make some dinner for us.
Nice.
So that'll be good. And yeah, she's not going to come. Dark Nature sends his apologies as well. He won't be able to make the weekend because he's got some shit to do at work and he's not having a very fantastic week, which is a shame.
That sucks, man, not to be able to see him, but he is a busy, busy little bee these days, so it's understandable. It's just a shame.
Yeah, exactly. But,
mind you, this is how unprepared I am. I was nearly working overtime this weekend, and I volunteered for it. Honestly, that's how unprepared and stupid I am with dates and where I've got to be and what I've got to be doing on that day, that just yesterday I was saying, oh yeah, we can do that Saturday, come on, we'll get a team in, we'll do that and we'll rip that out and we'll put the cables down there. Totally forgetting that it's this Saturday that's the big trip.
Yeah.
And thankfully it all fell through.
Oh, good.
But, you know, work-wise, not trip to Birmingham-wise.
It would be like, oh, wait a second, I can't come. So Dark Nature can't come, you can't come, this other person can't. Well, how about we just cancel the fucking thing?
No one's going.
Yeah. So it's going to be me and Hyper in a fucking 15-seater minibus.
It's going to cost you like £300 each. Oh, fuck that. Yeah, thankfully I'm in, man. So
yeah, thank fuck for that.
I do think send me an email tomorrow and remind me that I have to come down and see you at the end of the day. Honestly, because I'll get so involved at work, I'll be there until God knows about 7 o'clock. I'll clock off, pissed off, you know, and think, oh, thank fuck it's Friday. I'm going to get some beers from the corner shop and go and watch some tits on TV. I'll go home and sit there and get half drunk and you'll ring me up and go, where the fuck are you?
Like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What? It's Thursday. I've only worked 4 days this week. It must be Thursday. What's going on? I am easily confused. Okay. I have to admit it.
I'll send you, like, I don't know, 200 then.
Just send me an email that says, don't forget, you're coming to London tonight and bring some of those DVDs.
I keep on fucking having to remind people. Like, I had to remind Rat to bring that inverter and remind me to, like, wake up and come in to London tomorrow.
I know, I do need a good kick up the arse, because otherwise I'll just go into autopilot.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll go home and go to bed or something stupid like that. It sounds daft, but I will, honestly.
So what time do you expect to be back? What time do you expect to be in London?
Let's have a think. Best case scenario, I'm getting off work about 6. Gotta go home. A shower wouldn't do me any harm. Get my shit together, taxi to the train station, because I'm not leaving my car there amongst the scumbags for 3 days. You're looking at least 8 or 9 o'clock, mate.
Okay.
Best thing for me to do is make sure my mobile phone's charged up and give you a kind of a ongoing text.
Yeah, summary.
Summary of where I am, what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, that'd be good. So at least I know when we can, like, wrap things up. Because if that is the case, we're looking at about, let's say, a good 2 hours for you and down the pub, an hour and a half. How much do you need time in the pub?
7 hours.
Well, I mean,
golden rule. We've got to be 7 hours.
We've got to be back for a reasonable time to actually
eat.
Yeah,
so right.
I'm
only coming down just to meet up with you guys. Sure. So
yeah, I don't know, about half an hour down the pub for you. And cool. That'll be like 2 hours for us.
Oh, screw it, I'll get pissed on the way.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Cool. And then we'll get back, have a bit of munch. Mm-hmm. And then generally wake up. I mean, go to sleep and then wake up.
Yeah, it's better if you do it that way, man.
Yeah.
I tried waking up and then going to sleep. And
didn't quite work.
No, I got confused. Mm. But yeah, it sounds cool. We're just going to make sure we've got about 17 alarm clocks.
Yeah.
That all go off at whatever AM on Saturday. So we can meet up with Hyper and get on the bus.
Cool. Let's just hope it all goes to plan.
Yeah, I hope so. Mm. Have you spoke to Hyper lately?
I've not. He called me two days ago to let me know that, well, just to generally see how I was and why the site was down.
Yeah.
And just basically just to, you know, get in touch. So not since 2 days ago.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's recent. So everything's A-OK?
Yeah. Everything should be fine. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it.
Have we got a final list of the attendees?
No.
No.
That's something that, like, would never happen. Because it's like, everybody's like, oh, I will probably come, but I can't, I'm not too sure, I'll let you know in 3 days' time. Sure. No, they don't let me know. So I'm like, yeah. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. Whoever turns up, who doesn't is not, we're not going to wait for you. We're going to stay there for like, I don't know, at least an hour and a bit to give you time to, if you're late. Oh, there's another thing I have to announce.
Oh. The dropping of keys.
Dropping up everything. Planned closures for the weekend of 6th and 7th of May for London Underground. Due to engineering work, we will need to close sections of the following lines on the above weekends. Central Line, no service between Limestone and Newbury Park, eastbound only. Circle Line, no service between Edger Road and Liverpool Street. District Line, no service between Edger Road and High Kensington. Hammersmith and City Line, no service between Edger Road and Barking. Metropolitan Line, no service between Wembley Park and Aldgate. Northern Line, no service between Camden Town and Kennington, Charing Cross Branch. Piccadilly Line, no service between Heathrow and Hounslow Central. And Waterloo and City Line, no fucking service at all. So, if you're coming down on the tube...
Yeah.
Ah, it's only 6th and 7th of May, so it won't really affect people, will it? Because they'll be here on the 5th. Ah, no, fuck, they'll have to get to the thing on the 6th. Bollocks.
Have a think.
So, if you...
I'm coming down on the 5th.
Yeah,
I'm going to need a bit of hot tube action there.
You'll be fine. If you're coming down on the 5th.
Yeah.
Just so, a pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be okay.
When are the service breakdowns? 6th and the 7th?
6th and the 7th, yeah.
So that's Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. So...
Ah, that's fine.
So, that Saturday morning, if you are travelling on the Central Circle District, Hammersmith and City, Metropolitan, Northern, Piccadilly and Waterloo and City Line, you're going to not be able to get between Edger Road and mainly every single other station and Heathrow and Hounslow. But if you live in Heathrow and Hounslow, we don't really give a fuck about you anyway. I'm joking. I love you. Yeah, I mean, fucking ace, man. They could have, like, at least sent me an email or let me know. Bastards.
What's Ken Livingstone up to?
He's like, hey. Totally, they're like, oh shit, they're gonna have this really big meeting. Right, fuck off.
Let's shut him down, yeah. Governor. That'll send him up the apples and pears.
Yeah.
You, can't. Isn't that how they talk in London? Yeah. I don't know.
Right, I'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll find out when people beat me up for my crappy London accent. Listen, cunt, we don't talk like that. Up the armies. I'll be okay. I'll just roll out the old Joanna and give him a tune.
Okay. Right. I'm pretty much out of shit. You're right with closing things off like half an hour early.
Well, yeah, it's cool with me.
Cool, because I just, like, this week's just been all over the fucking place. So we've just kind of got back on our knees, back on our feet.
Get back on your knees!
Bitch.
Suck it!
We've just kind of, like, gotten back in action with the website.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's, recoup, and next week, hopefully have a full week of episodes, and not this crazy mess of craziness.
Now the site's back up, we should be okay. Well, I say should be, yeah. You know, fingers crossed, because the people who host the site are absolute cunts, and I'd just like to clarify that, cunts, they are. That's why the site's been down for 5 days while these fucking chuckleheads do absolutely bugger all for the premium dollar we are paying them.
Yeah.
It's no cheapo service, you know. This is, well, it's bloody expensive enough.
Mm.
And these arseholes, they couldn't give a damn.
They're taking
a piss. But the customer service is terrible. It really is terrible. Unfortunately, I think bandwidth-wise and space-wise, I've not seen a better deal.
Yes.
Yet. If I ever do, screw it, we'll move to those guys. But they do offer the best value for money offer, but the customer service is terrible. That's why the site's been down for the past few days. And they just don't want to pull the thumb out of their arse and get on with fixing it and turning it back on. Miniature rant over. Trust me, I could do a show on that.
Yeah, they bastards. They totally just, like, even when we changed, everything was fine at our end. Like, well, we don't really give a fuck.
Ah, screw them. We're back in operation.
Indeed.
So next week there should be probably no short episodes.
No.
Plenty of content of the gossip from the little trip to Birmingham. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I expect Monday's show will be packed full of juicy stuff. Tuesday's show should be excellent because we'll have Ionix on there talking about voice over IP and how to make your own calling card company.
He's got a damn cool feature by the sounds of it coming up for Tech Tuesday.
Hopefully one of these Tech Tuesdays I will do a bit about Assembler, because I think everybody should know about it and how to use it, because it's an awesome programming language to program in, as it were.
Yes.
And yes, I think that's about it.
Cool stuff.
Okay. And let me just check this PM. What's this all about? Dude, expect a call from one of my parents after the show. What did I do now?
We're in trouble.
Oh, shit. Anyway, yes, let's close things off. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, fellas. See you soon.
Indeed. I'll see you tomorrow, Geezer.
You'll see me there, caught blimey.
Mm.
Just remind me.
Okay. I'll remind you. Remind me to remind you.
I will, but remind me to remind... Oh, I can't even go on with that. Ta-ta.
Let's play up with one of these Christmas light specials.
Nice.